And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 20 minutes, we'll discuss some strategies, some ideas to help you improve your investments, to enhance your retirement income. And there are three key strategies in building wealth or enhancing your retirement income. And one is, of course, to invest, diversifying in quality funds. Number two is tax planning, lowering, deferring, sheltering your income from being overtaxed. And a third, and very important, we'll discuss today, how to retain or shelter your money from fraudsters, scammers, individuals whose sole purpose is to seek out too trusting of individuals, find their emotional weakness, and try to capitalize. And you can lose your money overnight after all those years of building it up. So while RSP and tax-free, as they take emphasis, the first few months of the year, investing is every day, all year round, for multiple years. And tax planning, super attention each spring and by April 30th, but tax planning is year round. Now, March was Fraud Crime Prevention Month, but unfortunately, it too requires your attention year round. So with us today, once again brought back by popular demand, Sergeant Andrew Joyce, RCMP Crimes and Fraud Division. Today, of all the scams, we're going to focus on one particular segment, the romance scams. Understand all these scams are building up in popularity and doubling from what I've read. So once again, hello, Sergeant Joyce.
Roger, thank you very much for bringing me back. Your topic today is I see, as most important to your listeners. The devastation that I have seen through the years through this type of scam is... It'll be with me for the rest of my life, for a lot of the stories and a lot of the people who I've come across. And it's so important that that your listeners pay attention to this fact. And if maybe for a friend, a colleague, they may be able to reach out and assist those persons. So let's talk about romance scams.
So how big of a concern is it? And I guess, is this something that everyone should be aware of?
Well, it is a huge concern. Romance scams, of all the hundreds or thousands of different scams out there, romance scams, almost my entire service have been at the top or near the top in devastation and dollar value for victims in this country and in this province. Last year alone in Canada, those that we know of, that we were able to identify, $64 million in Canada alone, and what we calculated on average, $46,000 per victim was lost to scammers in these here romance-style scams. It's a huge, it's a life-altering.
That is a major hit, $46,000 per person. Holy mackerel.
Yep. Some of course, would be less because they didn't have that much, mm-hmm. and some, of course, more because they had a little bit more, to basically be defrauded from. As I mentioned, Roger, it's heartbreaking, the stories that I have seen. As I say, I'll carry it for the rest of my life, for a lot of the devastation that I've seen as a result of these scams.
So I would think, since COVID, the last 2 years, all the lockdowns and all the social distancing, and perhaps single people wanting to get out, but they're stuck inside their apartment trying to see someone, group gatherings are minimal, if non-existent. And I guess the bars and the dance clubs and dance lessons and office romances, whatever you might have had to get together, hasn't happened. People trying to get back, I suppose that would make people a prime target hunting for romance scammers. You're letting your guard down too quickly.
Well, Roger, I believe you're correct. These scams are on the rise, and certainly during the age of COVID, they have gone up even more so than what we've seen year to year in the last decade or so. But yeah, COVID has affected our victims. And the scammers are quick to take advantage of the times.
So who are the scammers? And I guess, what are their approach? So give me an MO, method of operation. How do they get you hooked? What's usually, how does it happen?
Sure. Unlike what we've seen, some of your listeners may have seen a series called The Tinder Swindler, which was popular on one of the streaming services. and that person actually done a romance scam in person. What we have seen, basically mainly like 99% of these scams are done online. So persons using fake profiles in social media or through popular dating apps, the scammers gain the trust of their victims over a period of time, and then basically, you know, work their magic, sort of thing. And, I mean, these scammers, they're professionals. They're very, very good at what they do. Once they get a hook in, it's tough to get off.
So mostly internet, do they get you on the phone and try to tell you a story, or how does that work?
What we are finding to a large degree is the dating sites and also your social media platforms accepting friends who you didn't know who they were, but you just accept it, and then the conversations or the scam, you know, starts at that point. Basically, like with the unknown, unsolicited protection that we normally have, saying that if you receive a phone call and you don't know who the person is, you know, we suggest you hang up. But persons who are looking for companionship are open to this this unsolicited, unknown person coming into their lives. So that certainly makes it a challenge. Maybe we'll speak of, you know, what things to look for if you're such a person who you're looking for this unknown, unsolicited person to come into your life. What are the red flags basically we want you to look for and back away from if you see them?
We'll get to that. Just a question, wondering, are they mostly more prone to be men, women? Is there an age group 30 and under because you're trying to meet that person, or are you more so 60 and older because maybe you've lost your spouse and you're lonely and everyone's been locked away for 2 years, and you want so much for something to happen, but you're not using your best judgment. Is there an age group or gender that gets attacked more often?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Roger. What we are finding is that there is no age group who couldn't be a victim of it. But what we have found is there are a propensity of victims who are, you know, late 50s, early 60s, and predominantly female are the ones that are getting reported anyway. There's definitely a lot of male victims as well, but if I had to pick, a demographic, I'd say 60-year-old a woman would be the most predominant victim in these here type of scams.
More trusting. And perhaps the men don't want to admit it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Sergeant Joyce right after this break.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income on your financial destination show. We'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back with Sergeant Joyce, the RCMP Crimes and Fraud Division. So romance scams, and I'm talking about how it can be, you can get your heart set on something and lose a lot of money quickly. So I'm going to suggest or ask, I guess, most of the romance scams, are they from dating sites?
Yeah, they predominantly are, or from a contact on your social media or Facebook, that kind of thing. Predominantly, that's what we are seeing in this here province and in this here country. The person who you've never met, but you're starting a relationship online with. And basically, like who these persons are, you know, predominantly their pitch is they're located, far, far away. Their profile is basically, essentially it's ticking all the boxes for you. They may have elaborate stories to suit the circumstance. It could be an oil rig worker, or they could be a tradesman stationed in the far north, or they could be doctors working in an international organization. Anyway, the pitch basically is that they're away from you, and they have an excuse already made for them not to see you immediately, and so. They're a lot of the times if they're on a dating site, their platforms are often kind of vague. The number of images are limited. There's not usually not a lot, that kind of thing. So that's basically who they are.
Are there certain websites that are, or dating sites that are more safe? Like this one's pretty good, but you know, hey, this one's just known to be less safe or more risky, or they give out too much of your information. Are there different ones that are rated better or are more cautious?
Right. I'm not aware of a rating that way. I haven't seen any one particular website to be safer or more risky than the other. Because a lot of the time, like if they meet on this here website, they're quick to try to pull a person off of that website and go to a more direct form of communication, email, telephone call, text messaging, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you want to get off the party line and have a private conversation with this person and try to lead. So I guess what are the indicators or the red flags that say this is starting to get either more serious or too serious, but what should I be looking out for that it's gone from a friendly text or whatever online that this person is living, and usually say the indicator that they live out of the country, it's usually an indicator that it may not be not local, but I guess what are the indicators or red flags, someone should look out for that's saying this is starting to turn, I should pause and think this over.
Right. Yeah, the red flags, some we've already spoken of, is that they're located far away. They're not within a distance for you. I mean, that could happen, and that in itself is not proof that okay, this is definitely a scammer. But it basically lays the foundation for them to keep a relationship with you online. Their profile a lot of the time is basically it's just too good to be true. I mean, they're Richard Gere or her, another famous person's looks, they just tick all the boxes.
Well, if I were doing it, I would use someone else's looks other than my own, but I guess I couldn't do that. So.
Yeah, me too.
So, Roger, you really don't look like that, do you? No, I don't. Not really. No.
You know, and the relationship usually moves pretty fast, so that's also a red flag as well, Roger. They're quick to call it love. So if you're communicating with somebody online and that relationship is full speed ahead, well, you may wanna take a breather and put the brakes on, because that's certainly a red flag to all of these here type scams. That they often wanna put it in the fast lane and calling this your love and get you, say that love word and get you committed in that fashion.
Yeah, I guess that's why I probably stick to numbers. But I guess, so the idea, I guess, you've lost your head and you're thinking with your heart too much. But I guess for the most part, people want to believe, they want to trust, they're looking for hope. And I guess how can a listener protect themselves? I guess, is there things you shouldn't post yourself on, Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn? Hey, I'm in a relationship or I'm single. Are you giving out too much information on yourself that people will pick up on that?
Yeah, for sure. The amount of information that you put online, you want to be aware of. How many children you have and your children's names, your age, that kind of thing, especially personal information. You have to be careful. There's no doubt about it. Keeping on with the red flags, as we were speaking of, another one is that they try to isolate you. Like they try to discourage you from discussing the situation, the relationship mm-hmm. that you're now having with this person, with your friends and family. A form of isolation. So if somebody is on, in one of these relationships online and they're experiencing exactly that, that is a huge red flag.
So they're trying to be the sole voice in your head instead of common sense.
Exactly, and don't want you basically discussing this here because they're a scam and they don't want, a second person thinking about it, mm-hmm. seeing that, this profile is too good to be true and that kind of thing. And then what moves along as well is because they are a distance and one of the parties, the victim, usually tries to say, okay, well, let's meet in person, let's have a coffee in person, and that kind of thing. a lot of the times they may agree to that, and then some kind of an emergency always mm-hmm. comes to surface.
Things you could do. Let's finally meet, or can you send me two or three pictures of your family, or something like that? I guess to find out, are you really real, or is this just am I just being, stroked right. along here?
Right, and then ultimately the crux of the matter is the request for money. Or your banking information, or to use your bank account.
Yeah, that would be probably the biggest red flag, but it must get to that. You have some trust, and I need to have, $46,000 to fly from somewhere to meet you, and people fall for that. They want to believe that hurt, I guess.
Yeah. So to protect oneself, what do we as police recommend that you do? And essentially, like the red flags that I mentioned, well, pay attention to those. If something is moving too fast, slow it down. Do your due diligence. And who is this person that I'm with here or online here with? And try to research them as best you can.
It'd be the same meeting someone in person for the first time. Let's just slow it down and let's just think about this. Yeah,
right. Like, and if there's some images that were on this here on the dating site, well, Google those images. Do some reverse image searching. Check online and how to do that. It's fairly simple to do. There's lots of avenues, to allow you to do things like that.
And they may be posting, obviously not a picture of themselves, but somebody, some model or something. And
a lot of the times, that's exactly what it is. And maybe another thing in this age where video chatting is so easily done. Try to set up a video chat mm-hmm. with a person. But often, like with all these things here that we're asking you to do to protect yourself, a lot of the times these scammers, as they say, are good at what they do. So they'll have smooth answers, smooth answers mm-hmm. for you and why that can't happen, or they're very, very sophisticated and you have that video chat and it looks like you're actually speaking to this here this B-grade movie star. And you're not actually at all. It's just all done through trickery, through the video. And we have experienced that as well.
Their ultimate goal to take money from you as much as they can. And the more you offer, the more they'll take, I guess.
That's exactly the goal here, is basically to line their pockets either with your money or using you to get somebody else's money to get into their pockets.
All right. Thank you. We're going to be back with the last part of our today's show in just a moment. Thank you.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. Sergeant Joyce, RCMP, Fraud and Crime Division. So if someone has been scammed, I can't believe it, I fell for it, I have been scammed, what should I do?
Well, immediately you should report it to the police of where you live. You can also get online to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center, and they will basically show you or basically take you through the steps of what your circumstance is and what you should do in that case.
And today's scam, so what are the police doing about it? Can you catch many of these people?
Roger, catching these here people are challenging. We've had some success, anybody that's operating in Canada, but what we are finding is many of these here scammers are outside of Canada in countries where we don't have a bilateral relationship with, and that makes it very, very challenging. What we find the best thing to do is to do exactly what we're doing today. We're talking about it. We're trying to work with the listeners and educate our listeners to what we know, share with them to enable them to protect themselves.
I guess make them aware and prevention, because it's once it's gone, the money's probably gone. And you say with all the heartbreak and disappointment, that would be quite hard to take.
So yes, for sure.
All right, thanks. So we thank you, Sergeant Joyce, for your time this morning, and really, again, great information. And I guess if we can help one listener or more avoid losing money on today's show, we've done our job. And we thank you for listening in today. And hopefully you've learned something you can use to protect your investments. This show will be on my website in a few weeks. You can visit yourfinancialdestination.ca. Any fraud questions you might want us to discuss on an upcoming show, or any investment questions, you can contact me, 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.